This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Picture that super soft t-shirt you love sleeping in. The one that gets softer and softer the more you wear it. Now you can bring that same lived-in softness to your entire bed with Signature Vintage Wash Sheets from Boll & Branch. This all-new collection is even softer than your favorite t-shirt, with a distinctly relaxed look and feel for your best night's sleep. Just like all Boll & Branch bedding, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets start with the highest quality, 100% organic cotton. The lived and feel comes from a small batch washing process, creating a level of softness you've never felt before. And it's not just the feel. Boll & Branch mastered the laid-back aesthetic using a special technique that creates the well-loved look you'll find with vintage jeans. And true to the Boll & Branch hallmark, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets get softer and softer with every wash. Right now, you can get 15% off your first order with promo code ODYSSEY and save on their most relaxing sheets. So head to BollAndBranch.com today. That's B-O-L-L and Branch.com.
It's time for You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and Ken Barkley. They bring you the betting insight, laughs, and some rants along the way.
Rolling to Barclays, watching Giannis chuck up inefficient threes, sipping on under juice.
We'll give you an edge to beat the spread and so much more.
The NBA playoffs are supposed to offer you something that other sports don't, that the best teams in general make it to the end. Here's what team A has. Here's what team B has. Let's answer the question. We're not going to answer that question this year.
What do we call that? Wagertainment. It's You Better You Bet from BetQL.
Hour number three here on You Better You Bet on a Wednesday. BetQL. Costos and Barkley. Got a lot to do here still on the rest of the show. Power Hour next hour on You Better You Bet. All our bets for tonight, including side total and props. Game one between the Bucks and the Hawks. Game six, Islanders Lightning. And tonight's Major League Baseball card. A couple great guests coming up this hour. Joe Giglio from BetQL Daily. Sam Paniadovich of Nesson, Fox Sports, and the Chicken Dinner podcast will join us. Tyler Morales returns to You Better You Bet in about like 7-8 minutes to give us his golf bets for the TPC River Highlands. So a lot to do still here. Got to tell everyone quickly before we move on here, Ken, about Bet Rivers, because other sites offer a big bonus. Then they make you play 10, 25 or more times to actually get your cash. That's bogus. With Bet Rivers, it's simple. You play once and it's yours always. So we want you, dear listener and viewer, to bet with the trusted team that puts you first. Because when you win at Bet Rivers, they pay fast. And now even faster with Rush Pay instant approval for withdrawals. And remember, today, Wednesday, today, you can get a 20% live profit boost. That means once the game tips off or first pitch is thrown or any of your bets on that game, any of your bets on that game will receive a 20% live profit boost. Fast pad approval, superb customer service. Your hometown sportsbook is, in fact, the Bet River Sportsbook. Before we get to, Ken, what we're not going to do for the rest of the show, the Euro knockout stage is set, and I have the matchups.
Do I do them here, or do you want to do what we're not doing first?
I just want to read them. I don't want to, like, we don't have to analyze them.
Okay.
I want to read them, because we can do it tomorrow. I don't have the bracket to know, like who's on what side. I just have matchups here.
That's fine.
Wales and Denmark.
Oh, man. Okay.
Italy and Austria.
Very interesting.
Netherlands and the Czech Republic.
Over 4.5. Yeah.
Belgium, Portugal.
Oof, yeah.
Imagine Croatia, Spain.
I'm not going to want to watch it, but total will be like 1. Okay.
Sweden, Ukraine.
Not the best we could have hoped for, but go Sweden.
A lot of blue and yellow in that one.
That's true.
France and Switzerland.
Cool, man. Another like underfest, I think.
And easily, well, Portugal, Belgium's pretty good.
Yeah.
The game of England and Germany.
Yeah. I was waiting for it.
It's like good job, England.
And that match is that's one of the Wembley matches, or do we know? I don't know if that one is.
I'm not sure.
because both semis and the final and the quarters, even depending on where they are, I think. But I don't think I don't know if the round of 16 is. I don't know if that one's.
I don't think it is. We'll figure that out. We'll do this tomorrow on the show Thursday.
That's all very interesting, though.
Yeah. So England and Germany coming up in the round.
More stuff we're not talking about on the show.
We'll get to it tomorrow because there's no games tomorrow and no games on Friday either. Okay. Golf Bet's coming up with Tyler, TPC River Highlands Travelers Championship. But right now, Eli and Rick, it's time for the things we will not be talking about for the next 2 hours on You Better You Bet.
Welcome back to You Better You Bet. There are two more hours left in the show, and here's what we're not going to talk about.
Ken, would you like to go first?
I want to do the turn toward the camera, like, tonight.
This you gotta just come in. Off, you got to come off camera.
Like. Or like
turn coming up right now.
Tonight. Not on You Better You Bet. So yeah, I'll like go
very
first.
Very unsolved mysteries.
Yeah, it's right. Robert Stack, right? That was the name of the host.
I don't know.
Do, 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 do. I used to watch Unsolved Mysteries. Anyway,
it's like a woman. A woman goes out for groceries, gets into her car, and never comes home.
We follow the clues.
Right? A man walks his dog. The dog comes home, but the man does not.
That was the second one was really good. That was good. See, you're already warmed up for this exercise. This is going to be great. All right. What we're not going to talk about on the show. Not coming up. Chris Paul, as we already heard, will reportedly be ready to return to the court. Game 3. But what's the hurry? With Phoenix up 2-0, they have all the momentum. Would they be better off sitting him and try to sweep the Clippers? We'll tell you why it should be DNP for CP3.
Nice. That's a good one. No. That's good. That one, like, I don't mean this in a negative way. Simple, but very effective. Like, yeah. I knew where it was going immediately, but still made me laugh.
You know what? I got to be honest on this one. I'm not going to surprise you a whole lot.
I feel like I'm trying too hard with these now. Now that I heard that.
I don't know,
one.
Man. Well, you set the bar so high yesterday. Anyway, go ahead. What are we not talking about?
All right. Max Scherzer. Well, here's what we're not talking about on You Better You Bet. Max Scherzer and Sergio Romo last night took off their pants, unbuttoned the pants yesterday because they were really upset about, you know, getting checked multiple times for sticky stuff or spider tech or whatever. Raising the question, are pants sexist? Male athletes, they've got great calves. They've got great legs. Why shouldn't male athletes be showing off those legs? Should baseball players be playing in their underwear? And then they can once again use sunscreen to avoid getting sunburned, giving new meaning to the term sticky stuff. What we won't be talking about, Ken, on You Better You Bet.
That went all kinds of directions in the back half. That was all over the place. Our pants, just the pause before our pants sexist is just, that's all. That's all we needed. I mean, that was phenomenal. Second and final one for me. What we're not going to talk about on the show today. Not going to talk about this. Alex Caruso arrested in Texas for possession of marijuana and drug paraphernalia. And I feel like we're all wondering the same thing. Is LeBron to blame? How could he let this happen? Coming up, why we aren't so high on the King going forward.
Nice. You texted me that you were doing something with Caruso. I had something lined up on Caruso otherwise, but let you have that one. That one was pretty good. Did you see the George Kittle, Tim Tebow story? Did anyone see this?
I did. That was my third one that I had written. That's okay. So funny.
Tight end. So universe. George Kittle is running something called Tight End U. I'm not making this up.
It's a real thing, and I actually read about it and was going
to
do this.
It's a real thing. Like, George Kittle has invited tight ends to come, and they're, like, teaching you how to play the position better or whatever. Why, like, Travis Kelce wouldn't run it.
Tight End University. Anyway,
George Kittle did not invite new Jaguars tight end Tim Tebow to Tight End U. A million tight ends going to Tight End U. Tim Tebow, not among them. Do you know who else was shunned by his peers? That's right. Jesus. So is George Kittle in store for a bad season of biblical proportion? And what's more important, the playbook or the good book coming up next or not on You Better You Bet?
Make your choice. The plague or the playbook coming up? You know who else was shunned by his peers? Jesus. In the sports Bible.
All right. So Eli, pop on here. Who won today's edition? Who had the hotter takes?
Man, I love it, Nick. I love the last one, but you know I'm about the sports. So got to go with Kanier. Like the
all right,
first
so,
one.
CP, all right, so
or DNP.
I will say, I think that's the best combined one for the two of us we've had so far of the three. Right.
Pretty good. I love
like
it.
All four. I feel like we're had something to offer in that one. I feel like that's been the best one so far.
Which of mine did you like more? The pants are sexist or you know who else was shunned by his peers?
So the Tebow Jesus one was clearly your best one. But the line of the pause before, because like the pants one is good, but the pause just like, which makes us wonder, are pants sexist? Like that individual moment was probably your highlight, but the Tebow one is like a whole construct was better, I think.
Do you know who else was shunned by his peers?
Jesus. That was really good, because I read that article and I had started to write something and I was like, and then I thought of something else, but that was... I'm very happy that we did that on the show.
All right.
How much do you enjoy writing these every day?
I like it. Well, it, honestly, it's the most time I spend thinking about anything that we do on the show.
I agree.
By far. Because like, I already
30
know
minutes on this. Right?
I know for the most part, like what my bets are going to be. Like I do research on the bets, but I know like, cause like we do this stuff every day. Like you kind of know like what you're going to do with the bets. And maybe sometimes you see numbers and they throw you off a little bit, but this I put by far the most work into of anything on the show. The rest of it is like a living, breathing organism from day to day. This is something new that has to be created every day, whereas the other stuff is like we just roll it over from day to day.
It's on my checklist when I wake up in the morning. It's always like the first item, and I'm always like not anxious, but I was like, oh yeah, I gotta think of mine. I gotta think of like what's not going to be in the show, even though it takes up like 2.5 minutes of the show.
All right, okay, and amazing. With that, let's get Tyler on the line here, and Rick, you know what it's time for.
From the comfort of their homes, You Better You Bet presents Golf Bets. Now up to the tee box, it's Nick Costos, Ken Barkley, and Tyler Morales.
Oh man, this show is so off the rails, it's not even funny. Is Tyler with us here, guys?
Hello.
Yes! Yeah!
What's up, buddy?
Yeah!
Our old executive producer, Tyler Morales, who's doing a great job killing it for BetMGM tonight, which follows us 7 to 11 p.m. Eastern, Quinton Mayo and Ryan Horvat every single night, at least Monday through Fridays. Tyler doing an amazing job with them. Tyler, what's it like to be back on You Better You Bet?
It's a little weird, to be honest. The stream yard's a little more packed. We got Bill in here for the first time since I've been here, so that's nice. But, you know, found my comfort zone now, so it's a little weird getting here. I'm not going to lie.
Favorite thing about BetMGM tonight so far is what?
Honestly, the show's hilarious. They're really good together, Ryan and Quinn. Ryan hit he bet the Pistons to win the draft lottery, and it
really
hit.
Nice.
He bet that plus 550. Plus 550. I didn't bet that, sadly. But the reactions of the show are hysterical when the bets are going on, because like Horvat had 15 bets yesterday, so he was sweating everything.
Love
so honestly,
it.
It's been extremely entertaining, wagertainment, as some say.
Yeah, yep. Some
or all,
okay. Right. or just me. So that's coming up after us. BetMGM tonight, Tyler. How is your like day to day changed?
I do stuff a little later in the day, so I'm prepping like at 3-4 o'clock. I golfed today in the morning to see how it went, to see how that would go. So I golfed early in the morning, a little tired, but I got all my prep done when I got home. So I'm doing things later in the day. I don't fall asleep till like 2 now. So there you go.
I feel like that's really not
sounds
much
like
of
me
a
in
change,
my 20s.
But anyway. Yes, yeah, but anyway. Okay, all right, let's get to the golf bets here, Tyler. Tyler, what do you have here for the Travelers here, TPC River Highlands?
My card is everywhere this week. Let's go with this guy. You know who's knocking on the door? Tricky Ricky Fowler. Top 20 is
plus 260. See two walk around this, but come on, it's Tricky.
It's Ricky.
He's 60-1 also now, right? I also took that. T11 at the Memorial, T8 at the PGA Championship, T17 at the Valero. He's had two missed cuts in May, but he seems like he's finding his rhythm again. I like the top 20 more, but I'm also going to take him on the outright. And I have two more outrights. My boy, Emiliano Grillo, 70-1 on the outright, top 20 plus 275. He's finished top 20 twice in the last 5 appearances, and he also has a T6, a T2, and a T8 in the past few months. There's only 2 par fives on this course, and he's second on strokes gained on par fours. So when it comes to that, he's one of the best in the field. And if strokes gained on approach shots tickle your fancy, he's number one on the field. And I'm going back to my boy as usual. I do this every week. Every time I take him, he's so close. I'm going to go to Brooks Koepka, 18-1. I really feel like he's going to win.
I thought you were going to do someone different. I thought you were gonna, where's the Hoffman this week?
No. His priorities are not straight right now. He was at his daughter's equestrian match like 2 hours before his third round. I'm like, Charlie, yeah, come on.
This will be tomorrow's what we're not talking about, something related to that.
So I can't do that. So Charlie, not today. Every metric is really good except strokes gained around the green. That doesn't really matter.
We're running out of time. What's the bet?
Oh, you see, I'm not used to these timers. All right, so we got Brooks 18-1. Also, head-to-heads, Ricky Fowler over Adam Scott and Paul Casey over Tony Finau. I'm sick and tired of Tony Finau.
All right, 7 to 11 p.m. Eastern, BetMGM tonight, featuring our guy, Tyler Morales. Tyler, we appreciate it. Have a great show tonight. We'll talk to you next week here for Golf Bets on You Better You Bet.
Glad to be back.
All right, Ken, what do you got for tonight? Or for,
love it.
For the weekend.
I knew Tyler would be on Fowler. J-Maz was on Fowler. I'm going to be on Fowler big time this week. Not to win. I think he might win eventually, but I actually don't like him to win this week. I think he's just kind of gaining in form. Average place for him is 58th or better. You know, locals offer that. Plus 250 to finish in the top 20. Love both of those. Love his head-to-head against Adam Scott, which Tyler mentioned too. So I'm on all those Fowler things. I don't think he's going to win, and I don't really want to bet him to win, but to just finish in the top half of the field, basically, and beat Adam Scott on average, like that a lot. Only bet one outright. It's unsurprising, and it's Bryson. 14-1, crushes this course. Bombers have won here a bunch of times. Bubba and Dustin Johnson, even though it's a short course. So Bryson, also him to finish in the top 20. My random top 20 before you go, Nick. Chez Reavy, plus 450. Really good course history. Really, really good approach game, which fits this course.
All right, so those are Ken's golf bets for Travelers Championship. I will also be on Tricky Ricky Fowler here. Top 20 plus 250. Fowler at my local, 53rd or better. So those two bets for Ricky Fowler for me. Keegan Bradley, top 10 plus 400. You mentioned Bubba has got a lot of success at this tournament. Bubba at 40-1. Bubba top 20 plus 175. Joaquin Niemann has had success at this course here. Joaquin Niemann outright 35-1. Brooks Koepka, 26 or worse. Brooks doesn't have his priorities in order. You know why? Because it's not a major. And Bryson, 16th or better. And I'll back Ken with the Bryson outright at 14-1. Eli, you want to pop in here quickly and give us your golf bet for the Travelers?
Yeah, I'll tail Ken. I'll take a Bryson each way at 11-1 at our
Nick
show sponsor. Yeah, Nick 2, okay. Bet Rivers. It was Ken's bet. Let's be real.
It was. No. That's
the real ones know.
Yeah. The real one. You know why they know? Because I literally just said it.
Because you said it right after me.
It wasn't a secret. I said, I'm going to tell this.
The real ones have common sense.
The real ones have functioning ears. I think Tyler's had more airtime on You Better You Bet than Eli has this week. Yeah. And Tyler's only been on for one segment. All right. We take a quick break. And when we come back, Joe Giglio, one of the new hosts of BetQL Daily, joins us to talk Major League Baseball, including that clown, the disgraceful Rob Manfred.
It's You Better You Bet from BetQL. Download the BetQL app today to get the latest analytics to help you beat the sportsbooks.